investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
NBC Universal's new streaming service named Peacock will debut in April. Let's talk about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Called Peacock, of course, that makes sense, Tom. Kind of cute, and I get the connection there. Is NBC telling us any more about exactly what the streaming service is going to be like?
Well, I would say the name certainly implies some confidence, and quite frankly, they should have it. They're a content creator, a well-established one for a long time, many decades. They're bringing 15,000 hours of content to the table here. You know, we've said it for a long time, but this is cycling back up into being the truth again and continuing to be the truth, and that is that content is king. So, you know, they've got The Office coming in 2021. We've discussed that before, that Netflix was going to lose that to this venture. Parks and Rec and everything else NBC has produced. So that content library and being able to leverage that is going to be key to having a successful service.
Now, is there a chance, obviously NBC probably doesn't think so, but is there a chance that these shows have been watched so much already on Netflix that they just won't be quite the draw that NBC is expecting them to be?
You would think so, but, you know, a new generation keeps discovering these shows. I was literally talking to my son and my daughter-in-law a couple of nights ago. They are on their fourth pass through The Office. I couldn't believe it. But people discover these shows that you can watch one episode and walk away. They're snackable, and they are proven winners, and there's such a huge library of them. You know, Warner's going to be launching this spring as well in the $15 to $18 price point. They're going to have Big Bang Theory. You know, Disney is coming on board. Apple's coming on board. So there's lots of competition out there that's probably going to drive production costs up, which I think is going to be a negative for a player like Netflix. But I think there's a large appetite for this well-established, good content. How many times can people watch it? I guess I don't know.
Yeah, over and over, maybe. Do I understand right that NBC, there may be ads sort of similar to Hulu, unlike Netflix?
Yeah, it's going to be both an ad and a subscription service. And boy, you know, that's the dream model. Comcast and the cable companies have had this for years. You know, they're charging me, the subscriber, to watch the commercials they're selling. Boy, you know, it's nice work if you can get it. I'm surprised that model's lingered and that the consumers haven't balked at that a little bit, but that's what they're going to be doing.
Now, you mentioned that obviously Netflix is the one that everyone is wondering about. How are they going to be able to last? They're almost definitely going to just have to continue generating new content if they're going to compete, because most of the other content creators are going to be streaming it themselves.
Well, that's the thing. You know, they were a hit when they were first and the only service, but they're basically slowly being disassembled. And on top of that, you know, they had a string of hits early on, and it really seemed easy, Cisco. It seemed like, gosh, this was easy, making hit television shows. They were novel. They were new. People were rebelling. People were cutting the cords. And now they're going to be into the same mix that the networks have been in for decades. Trying to come up with those hit shows is an expensive and very hit-and-miss proposition.
Yeah, we'll see how Netflix does and see how many of these services people are willing to pay for. Thank you, Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.